T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the ones. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Welcome in. It is opening day here on 610 Sports Radio. We do have Royals baseball this afternoon for a 3:10 first pitch against the Twins of Minnesota. Josh Fernier will get you started today at 2, basically the pre-game. Starts now.
Starts now on your home for Royals baseball.
Today and every day on our show, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Opening day is just a special kind of day.
It really is. It's the I think one of the best days of the year, not just on the sports calendar, but like on the life calendar, because I think this is officially now the day we can turn the page and give the bird to winter, you know, and say, see you later, snow, that was here for like, you know, 2 seconds or whatever. But, you know, you start to get to this time of the year, you start to sense April's coming and Easter's in the future. And so you start to look around and you're like, man, it's time to get out there and do things. And today it's going to be almost 70 degrees. The sun's going to be out. You could be in your shirt sleeves watching the baseball game, eating you a hot dog, and looking at all the beautiful bunting around the stadium. That's how you know it's a big day, when there's bunting around the stadium, and not by the baseball players, the bunting that's going to be hanging on the railings today. A lot of the red, white, and blue and everything. Like, it's just the perfect day.
Then what do you do with it the rest of the year?
Well, you put it in storage and you get ready to move it to the new ballpark downtown.
That's a lot to do, though. I mean, like,
it is.
Put it in a box and you get it all out there for one day and then you put it away. And
yeah.
I feel like you should bunt more.
You should. You should have more days that involve bunting.
More
but
bunting.
Then, but then if you have more days that involve bunting,
it's less special.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you think about it, like, bunting is good for opening day. It's good for Memorial Day. It's good for 4th of July.
Do you own the bunting or do you rent them?
I was just going to ask you the same thing. I'm
is there like a bunting rental store? And they're like, yeah, we got you covered. We know you don't want to buy these.
Right.
You just want to use them for the day. And so we just provide them to everybody, and then we take them back and we store them and we do that.
And we take care of it. We clean the bunting and all that. Well, how many people are bunting these days, right?
You know, like, it's bunting just, or us,
right?
Or whatever.
Like, it doesn't happen.
My
friend Nathan rented this like 40-foot thing where he went up into his trees and was cutting his trees all week, 10 hours up in a 40-foot tree, cutting all these trees, like $400
cherry picker or whatever.
Right? And I'm looking at that and I'm like, maybe that's the same place you can rent the bunting. I don't know if that's the same place where you can, you know, rent bunting and forklifts and saws. And, you know, there was a place in Lawrence years ago that we used to go to in college called Anderson Rental. And anytime there was a big event, you go and rent the TV, you know, and put it in your house, and you watch the big game and then the fight or whatever it was. Then, you know, it lasts for 30 seconds and you take the television back. You hope nobody busted it or anything like that. So you had all these places where you could rent a center. Maybe they rent bunting. I don't know if it's just, you know, refrigerators.
I was just
thinking,
you know, just one of the, you know, a place that you could also get a bouncy house.
Yeah. Right. Same type of place. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well, maybe they put put those signs in your yard for your birthday and things like that.
Yeah, one of those places.
Okay.
That they also have and bunting.
And bunting.
It says right on their website.
They should really call themselves Bunting and More.
Bunting and More, I think, would be the best. Okay, another business idea for us, Bunting and More.
But honestly, though, Josh, as we said, if you're bunting, like you're just bunting like 4 days a year, maybe at most.
Right.
Opening Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. And after that, you don't bunt in the NFL. There's no bunting in basketball or hockey or anything like that. Like, baseball is the only sport that lends itself to bunting. And so 4 days a year, is it really that big a business? You're going to have bouncy houses and huge letters and things that JoCo moms like with their Kim Crawford wine.
But I would want my business to be like, where do we get bunting? Of course, it's Bunting and More.
Bunting and More,
As long as you brand it correctly.
I mean, it's in the name, right?
It's the go-to spot for bunting.
Yeah.
And the "and more" just leaves the door open to doing, you know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe a politician wants to decorate his podium at one time. You know, he's giving a speech with some bunting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe if you own a bar and you're having an opening, like Maloney's is getting ready to open the roof. You know, maybe you put bunting up for the opening of the new roof that they're going to have.
Or, I'm just saying, if you market yourself correctly, you will find more opportunities for bunting.
Yeah.
You got to
create your own market for it, yeah.
But
I could get out there and sell bunting to you, let me tell you.
But the ballpark only needs it once, so I wouldn't buy my own bunting.
But then if you make the playoffs, that now you're talking. Like, if you're a perennial playoff team in baseball, you probably invest in your own bunting because it doesn't make sense to
rent. We'll be there for you for the postseason, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense to rent.
We'll take you from opening day to the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's our slogan.
Yeah, opening day to the postseason. Bunting and More.
And then if you don't need the bunting, you know, I find another place
maybe
it does.
Maybe there's a Little League field.
Maybe there's a car dealer that's
dealer,
opening.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
we've just created a lot of uses for bunting.
You create the market. Bunt from the 785, Bunting and More across the street from Cannabets.
Yeah,
of course.
I like that. Yeah, that's good. Definitely. Yeah, that's right. All your one-stop shops.
Store.
Yeah. Your weed, your gambling, and your bunting.
Yeah.
All at one place.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting it.
Come on down now to Cannabets, followed by Bunting and More.
Looking for Cannabets? It's right next door to Bunting and More.
Get your bunting and weed.
You can, you know, pool your advertising dollars together.
Yeah. Actually, you should probably get stoned before you go to Bunting and More, so you really like feel like you need the bunting. Well, I'll tell you what, I need that bunting for what? I'm growing new grass. I want to put bunting up.
Yeah, I'll make it work.
Which I am. I'm getting ready. We finally got rid of the swing set, right? Which is very hard for my wife. Very, very hard moment of life. Tough
day. Was it in good enough shape to pass along?
Yeah, we passed
else?
It along. Somebody came. They took it all apart. We didn't have to do anything with it. But a teacher friend of hers that just had a baby. So
perfect.
We, you know, paid it forward and
love
they came
it.
And
add a few, took, add a few things to make sure it's steady and you can have it. Yeah.
I don't know what they as
you know what I mean?
Is. Yeah,
that's what you pass it on. You go, it's as is, and it might need some, you know,
bolts,
some another board,
no,
or
it's
you know,
actually
some
really entry. Like there's nothing missing. Great condition, fantastic. It's just time to move it on. And so we took the swing set. Of course, you know, there's nothing there. So I've been throwing dirt down and getting ready to plant grass. And then I've got to put up like a plastic snow fence because the dog, of course, will run in there and tear it all up if I don't do it that way.
You need some bunting.
I need bunting on the plastic snow fence.
There you go.
I may put bunting.
Today we're growing grass in the backyard. Bunting!
Bunting! Time to put the bunting
so
up!
So see, the possibilities are endless.
They really
another
are.
Great idea that someone else can take advantage of.
Which
I'll
they
write
won't.
That down.
Yeah. Bunting, and,
bunting
more.
And more. Okay. Frankly, the win totals kind of tick me off.
Yeah, right? Have you seen? They're all 72-90. Have you seen one that's any different than 72-90?
Not really, no.
Seems very lazy, doesn't it? Like 72-90 sounds good.
And I think we need to demand more.
Yeah, it's time. It's big boy time now, right? This is big boy baseball
72-90, while a big step from the year prior, with all the moves they made, does not feel adequate.
It really doesn't. It doesn't feel good enough for us here in Kansas City right now. I was reading The Athletic yesterday, and they had all their predictions. Now it is Keith Law, who seemingly has a bone to pick with everybody in baseball. He had the Royals at 72-90. Everywhere else is like 72-90. Seems like a nice number at 72-90, right? Consistent prediction. But to me, that's failure. I just don't care what happened last season. Like, last season doesn't matter to me at all. What were the Arizona Diamondbacks 2 years ago? Do you know? I don't know, but they went on and got 84 wins, right? But they made the World Series.
Oh, no. I thought you meant they like, changed their name or something. They could.
They
were still the Arizona Diamondbacks,
they
I think.
They
could have. But who knew?
Who knew? Yeah, right. Who knew, right? Even the Texas Rangers going in the last season were coming off a horrid year the prior year, and they went on to win the World Series. So I think all these Dorcas Von Dorks that cover Major League Baseball need to realize that when you have 17 players of your 26-man roster turnover, last season doesn't matter at all. Like, Lugo wasn't here, Waka wasn't here, Reagans wasn't here for most of the year, Hunter Renfro wasn't here. The Royals turned over almost their entire roster last season. They added veteran pitchers in the rotation, the bullpen. You know, Bobby Witt Jr.'s got his new contract. They grabbed that veteran bat and Hunter Renfro. Like, this team should be a lot better right now. And I think at minimum, if you're not going into the season with the expectation of being 81-81, 500 or better, then I think you've got to change the way that you're thinking. We need to start holding this ball club accountable, because anything less than a 500 season to me is not successful. It's time we have those big boy expectations. You got to ignore the past, ignore the baseball excuses that their PR staff used to roll out there, and we just all bought in. We have to expect our team to be a big boy team, Josh, and win games. And it really does. It starts with us as the fans, because for so long we've been brainwashed by David Glass to think that you can't win in Kansas City. We just all fell along like zombies. Oh, you can't win in Kansas City. Can't win in Kansas City. Can't win after a bad year. No, the expectation should be to be a 500 or above, just like it's for the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl every year, and see what happens. And I believe that's what the organization thinks right now. Like, the days of 72 and 90 are no longer acceptable around here,
well,
and no longer acceptable for them.
If you were running it back, it probably is a good number.
Yeah, but they're not running it back.
Again, 17 of the 26 are on it. And Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, joined us yesterday on the show. We're going to play you the interview coming up at 6:30.
Right.
He's like, yeah, those games aren't on them.
No.
Like, they didn't. Most of these guys weren't
here.
This isn't what they're in. They're not inheriting the record.
Not at all.
This is a clean slate. Now, it's cool if they adopt it as, yeah, we're not that ball club.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when Tyrann Mathieu came here.
Yeah.
And they kind of like, we know what happened last year, but I mean.
Well, we weren't part of that.
But they also took onus of, yeah, we're going to make sure that it's not this defense. This is a totally different thing. So take some ownership of this is different, but also it factually is different. So it's hard to say, well, you know, last year they went through their bumps, but. You know, this year they can maybe have an improvement to 72 wins. Well, they went through their bumps and they cleared out a bunch of stuff.
They got rid of the trash.
And
man.
So you flip the roster, the expectation level should be different.
They got rid of Bob Sutton and Anthony Hitchens.
And I'm guessing you committed this much money to what you did. Well, you're not expecting. Well, if you can get to 72, that'd be nice.
No.
I think you're. Get to 500,
and then
let's see where you're at.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at. I love that Tyrann Mathieu example, because that's what it is. And in other sports, we're willing to say, yeah, they can be much better than they were a year ago. But again, the Dorks Von Dorkuses that cover Major League Baseball.
And we appreciate at the time that they kind of took ownership of it. Like, we weren't even here.
Yeah.
You have to take ownership of what defense went down last year.
Right.
The reason you're here is because they didn't like where the defense was last year.
And the reason Waka and Lugo and Will
right.
Smith and all these guys are just, they didn't like what went on last year.
Turn this thing around. Let's
go.
Yeah,
I love it. I think this is John Sherman being the Chiefs fan, seeing the big wholesale changes from one year to the next and what that led to. But for whatever reason, baseball seems like the only sport where you're not allowed to creep along incrementally and slow and blah, blah, justify jobs and blah, blah, blah. No, they can go out there and be a good baseball team this year, and they should be a good baseball team this year. And if they finish below 500, that's now unacceptable, in my opinion.
Our most important Royals to success, we'll discuss that in our upcoming maybe a little wagers for the season. We'll do that on the other side even next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning.
How about that D, baby?
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so we're demanding, you know, get to 500. Let's go. Get us, get, give everybody a chance. Give everybody a shot. The deep end, right, was what Vern called it. And maintain through May.
Maintain through May.
Yes, and more. I'm adding and more to everything today.
Yeah.
Maintain through May and more.
I took a leap of faith yesterday, guys. I sent you guys the text. I took the 7-day free trial of Bally Sports Plus.
Yeah,
there you go.
I like that you set the what the record is, whether or not
3-3 or 4-2. I'm keeping it.
Yeah, you get off to a good start. You know, you invest in it. But again, it's $19 a month, $106 for the year to watch all your baseball games.
You're gonna
spend more than that today at opening day, right? I mean, you just
spend
are.
More than that at the concession stand.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not even gonna get the peppers and the onions. We'll get into that conversation coming up a little bit later on today.
So, what's the most maybe important Royal for you to lead to success?
I'm gonna be wishy-washy on this one for a second, but not really. I'm gonna say both Lugo and Watka, because I think if either of them stinks, it has a major domino effect. They got those guys to solidify your rotation, Josh. Like, Reagans is the ace and Singer is like, I don't know what anymore, but you got Lugo and Waka to be those steady Eddie guys that if you get into a 3-game losing streak, if you get into
they're
a 4-game losing
Shields
streak, they're your James Shields. They can stop that losing streak.
Shields eye?
Because when you went out and got James Shields, because Glass was so cheap, you only let you get one pitcher, you went out and now they've got Lugo and they got Waka out there, and they've got the opportunity to have two guys in the rotation that you can rely on, two guys in the rotation that you can count on, that are major league pitchers that you know, hey, guys, we're in a 4-game losing streak. Can you go take the ball and take care of business for us? Yeah, and they go up there and they'll shove and they'll get you the opportunity to shorten those losing streaks. Because I was looking at some of the gambling numbers yesterday, and you can bet on different things and, you know, all over the board. And one of them was, you know, like longest losing streak. It said for the Royals, 6.5. Are you taking the over or the under on longest losing streak of the season? And I'm like, I want to take, like, the over seems to make sense because everybody has a bad spell. But with Lugo and Waka in your rotation, that's 6.5. It should tell you to take the under because you've got two veteran guys in your rotation that you know can count on to go out there and to kind of stop the bleeding, stop the losing, bring things back a little bit because they're veterans and they've been there and they've done that, and nothing is overwhelming to guys like that. So that's why I say Lugo and Waka, Josh, because without those two guys being rocks in your rotation, then the trickle-down effect could be very ugly for everybody.
All right, don't hate that. I hate to put the pressure on, but I'm putting it on Cole Reagans.
Look at you.
He needs to be an ace.
Okay.
Waka and Lugo are rentals.
Yeah, they are.
They might only be here for this year. They have player options for the year after.
They may only be here half a year if it doesn't go well, right?
You never know. Right? They need Reagans to be real and not a fallacy, or we're going to be back to square zero.
That's a fair point. Yeah. You think Reagans is at the top of your rotation right now.
And if you find out he's not, he was just a little flash in the pan for a half season and wow, they're stuck.
Yeah. Right.
Again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So I hate to do it to the kid, but he seems like he's got a lot of confidence.
Electric stuff.
To be that guy, rave reviews from everybody about his work ethic and, okay, it's got to pan out, or pitching's the commodity.
Yeah,
and he better be it. He's young enough to be with you for a while, so they got to find somebody that's true.
Right. Okay. So there you go.
I'm putting it on Waka. Is that bad?
No. You're putting it on Reagans.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling. I'm feeling. You know, like I'm. I'm heaping something on him.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, look, you right there, what you're doing right there is the old David Glass way of doing business in Kansas City. And we've got to get out of the Glass mentality of, oh, am I putting too much pressure on this guy? Like,
I don't know why we're heaping more dirt on a dead guy. But anyway,
well, because he stunk as the owner of this franchise.
Yeah, I think.
But that was the mindset for 20 years, Josh, where, oh, we don't want to heap on the pressure. Let's coddle these guys.
Well, no, I'm saying he's not proven anything. I'm not handing it to him, but he needs to be that.
But,
I mean, it was nice that he had that he was the best pitcher in baseball for a month and a half when there was no pressure on. Mm-hmm. All right, go.
Yeah, but
you got to show us. You got to show us you're that guy, and we need a lead dog. Go get it and
be that guy, and have those expectations for that guy to be that way. Let's not make excuses if Cole Reagans doesn't do well. No, like I think today he should take the ball on opening day and go out there and show everybody why he was chosen as the opening day starter, right? You want to see that.
It would
today
certainly
from your
help
ace,
first
right?
impressions if you're able to do that.
And look, with this vote coming up next week, first impressions are big. If the Royals get off to a bad start, you know what the bad taste in everybody's mouth is going to be, even though it involves the Chiefs as well. For whatever reason, the Royals are taking all the brunt on this one, but it involves both franchises. But if they go out there and they stink up the joint, they're 0-4 going into Tuesday, people aren't going to be happy about that. Right? So this Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday are major days for this organization. You want to get off to a hot start. You want to win some games. You want to get people excited. You want to get them to go out and vote for that new ballpark because that brings everything all together. So, Reagans has got a tough job today. There's a lot of pressure on him. But you know what? If you want to be an ace in Major League Baseball, go be an ace in Major League Baseball.
You're here to go toe-to-toe with the other best arms. And Vern has said, hey, he's got the talent to be able to do that. Okay, here you go.
Go.
Looking at a few Royals bets for the season, what do you like?
I like Reagans to win the Cy Young, man, at plus 1,600. Like, I wish I would have gotten that bet in January when it was 33-1 for him to win the Cy Young award, and now it's like 16-1. Like, there's a lot of people that believe that Cole Reagans has the opportunity to light the baseball world on fire, and for that, I'm really excited. So I got some money on Cole Reagans to win the Cy Young award, and I got some money to win Bobby Witt Jr. on the MVP at 17-1. And I'm like, wow, when was the last time? Because last year I bet Singer to win the Cy Young Award. That I didn't factor in the World Baseball Classic having an effect on things.
Who knew, right?
So like the last time you actually had a legit Cy Young Award and MVP candidate going into the season, Josh, it has to go back to Saberhagen and Brett. I mean, it just does. And so when you're looking at the odds for MVP and you're looking at the odds for Cy Young Award winner and our guys are at the top of the list, you're like, wow, we got ourselves like some good talent here. Like, that should get you excited enough. So I'm like, what the hell? Witt to win the Cy Young, Cole Reagans to win the MVP. Let's see what Witt to win the MVP and Cole Reagans to win the Cy Young. Let's see what happens there. I like those bets, and I think both of them have a legit possibility of coming true. If the Royals make the postseason this year and Bobby Witt has the season everybody thinks he's going to have, how do you not pick him as MVP? Because sports writers like New York and Baltimore.
I like the Royals over 73.5. Again, you got to demand more.
Yeah.
Right?
Why is that negative money?
So minus 120. Mm-hmm. Well, because everybody's picking him for 72, I guess.
Okay.
So, but Royals over 73.5. All right. I'm expecting it to be 75 and up. Let's go. Yeah. So minus 120 on that. Reagans over 199.5 strikeouts, a 200 strikeout year. Let's go.
Good Lord. That's big.
Yeah.
Do guys get the 200? Yeah. Do we pitch enough innings to allow that?
Yep, if you're...
he's got 30 pitches that we
like,
monitor.
They had like 10 or 12 people that were over that last year. Let's go.
Okay, all right.
Plus 180 on that one.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And then Bobby Witt Jr., almost the same odds to lead the majors in hits versus MVP. So I'll take plus 1,600 to lead the majors in hits.
That's good.
How about that?
What did that take last year, like 240?
But well, if you, depends what your hard hit rate was because they add
add that to it.
Correct.
Okay.
They add the hard hit rate to your actual average, and that gives you the expected
evaluation of what you could have been hitting had you put the balls in play.
Wait, hang on a second here. Are we making bets based on nerd analytics? Or are we making bets based on real things?
Well, no, this is leads majors and hits.
Well, really, Bobby Witt Jr. got voted as the MVP, but because of the analyticals and Kerry the one, he's not.
Yeah.
What, excuse me?
Yeah. We factored in the expected evaluation of guy diving and left to make plays and subtracted that from the days with the sun.
You did what now?
Or cloudy skies. And
well, Cole Reagans should have won the Cy Young Award, but he pitched from the left side of the rubber too much.
Yeah, no, it's just straight up hits. How many hits he got?
All right.
Plus 1,600 to get the most of them.
To get the most of them. So Ronald Acuna led baseball last year with 217 hits.
Okay, let's go do
Bobby Witt Jr. was eighth with 177. Okay. It's not a huge gap.
Okay, let's go do it.
Freddie Freeman, 211.
Those are the guys that are favored above him, yeah, this year, too. So, yeah. According to sportsbetting.ag, some of the largest liabilities could lie with Royals betting as well, which is kind of, I guess, kind of fun. Like, we're here to wreck your party.
Yeah.
Kind of feel to it all. So, division races, the top three liabilities, they say they could, you know, the books could be sweating if the season plays out this way. But 8-1 for the Royals to win the division.
Yeah.
40-1 to win the pennant. They were listed as
the Royals win the pennant. The books may close.
A top liability there to win the pennant. The Royals at 8-1 to win the division are basically penciled for fourth. 11% win probability there. The AL pennant, it's 2% chance.
Yeah.
This is a 2% chance at 40-1.
But they're saying there's chance.
Some value.
Right?
Yeah. There's some value there that makes money.
Right.
So,
but there is a chance. Like, if you're going to bet, if you're going to pick a year to bet the Royals and try to win some money on them, this is the year to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's expectation, but there's still,
but there's not,
right? And and so you can look at it and go, huh, there's really good odds. Like a $10 bet, you know, you bet Bobby Witt Jr. a $10 bet to win MVP, it's going to turn you into $170. Like, that's a nice return on your investment. And you invest the $10 today, it carries all season long, right? It's something you could ride with all season long. It's not a one-shot bet. And so that's why I kind of like some of those longer ones when it comes to the baseball season. So I think if you want to make some money on the Royals, this is going to be the year, Josh, where I think people look back and go, yeah, I got everything in on the Royals early on and made some cash because the Royals surprised. And so if you're looking for that surprise team, like betting on the Yankees, betting on the Dodgers, betting on the Orioles, betting on like teams like that, you don't make any money on that kind of stuff. You bet on the Royals right now, and you have an opportunity to make some money. Not as much as you would have had you made these bets in January, because there's people waking up going, yeah, the Royals may be pretty good this year.
We chat with Royals manager Matt Cotrero as the Royals begin opening day. He joins us Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Our first edition yesterday. We'll get you set for the opener with the Skipper next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on a Thursday. It is opening day. Royals baseball this afternoon. 3:10 first pitch on 610 Sports Radio. Vern gets started at 2. We talked to Matty Q yesterday on the show. He's going to join us Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Our weekly visit with the skipper of the Royals. But spring training now in the rearview mirror. And how good is he feeling about this time of year?
Yeah, it was great to get home the other night. We had the nice exhibition game in Northwest Arkansas, and then came home yesterday to midwinter conditions. But other than that, we're excited. It's nice to see the sun out today. It's we're gonna have the workout later, and everybody's ready to go.
Yeah. Something like that exhibition game was kind of fun. Packed house, and it looked like it was a good time.
It was, yeah. I mean, we got very lucky because throughout the day the weather was not good. It rained hard all day. But they predicted it would end sometime between 3 and 4, and it did. And the field was in great shape. And Trevor Vance, our grounds crew, and our whole grounds crew was down there, which was nice. So they got everything set up along with the crew down there, and it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And so now here we sit on the cusp of what I think is going to be an incredibly fun season of Royals baseball. I think expectations, obviously, for you guys are high. You're starting to see some of the national people go, hey, keep an eye out for the Royals, all the moves you made in the offseason. The expectation level should be there this year from fans, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we went through a lot of stuff in the offseason to get us in a spot where we feel a lot better about the team. And that's not necessarily a knock on anybody that was here before. It's just a matter of, it's our job every year to upgrade. No matter if we won 100 games last year or not, we'd still be looking to upgrade. And that's kind of the mindset we have, you know, on a day-to-day basis, but also year to year. So yeah, we have high expectations for ourselves, and that would be great if the fans have those as well, because that's what the passionate fans want.
You were obviously on the ground the entire time. You know, we feel like we're like almost like far away removed most of the times from spring training, right? These games kind of happen away from us. We don't all see it here in Kansas City. But what were your kind of like biggest maybe takeaways from spring training with this group?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is our pitching. You know, I think one thing is we're going to throw a lot more strikes than we did last year. That was evident. You know, that's been a message since we came in, which is not top secret by any means, right? But the guys that we have, they're going to be able to execute that more. So what that means to me is if somebody's going to beat us, they're going to have to beat us. You know, I think we're going to play good defense, and the more strikes you throw, the more decisions you make, the opposing hitters make, it's hard to hit. So the more you challenge guys, the more you're in the zone, the better chance you have of being effective. So between that and the other thing on the offensive side is really just having a deeper lineup. You know, some of the guys last year we threw into spots, you know, at the top or middle of the order where maybe that wasn't ideal for them at that point in their career. So being able to put them in spots that's more conducive to success, you know, and having a more balanced lineup throughout, I think is really are the two things that really stood out from a baseball standpoint.
You know, Cole Reagans too, Matt, is getting a lot of love. People are saying, a surprise Cy Young Award candidate. Like you're seeing things like you're going, wow, this is going to be awesome. And based on last season, how could you not get excited about him? What kind of expectations should we all have for Cole Reagans? Is this a 20 game winner? Is this a sub 3 ERA? Like what should we expect as fans?
Well, I'll sign up for both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair in any one individual person to put those kinds of expectations on anybody, regardless if they're veteran or rookie or somewhere in the middle. You know, I think Cole, you know, what he did for us last year as a team and what he did to put himself on the map was tremendous. But that's all in the past, right? So we're living in today, and we're taking it one start at a time, and that's what his mindset is. I mean, I haven't been around too many guys that are as driven as him to continue to get better, not only when he's pitching in games, but behind the scenes, the stuff he does conditioning-wise and recovery-wise and in his bullpens and his preparation and all that is outstanding. So I don't think it's fair to put a ceiling or an expectation. I just think that every time out there, he's going to give us a chance to win.
The veteran guys being around him as well, I always feel like pitching, you know, does become contagious, but having a true vets like Lugo and Waka, what can that mean for Reagans and Singer and anybody else that's kind of looking to take that next step?
Yeah, and I think not only do those guys affect the pitchers, they affect the whole clubhouse, you know, and Will Smith and Chris Stratton and the guys like that and Renfro and Frazier, all the veteran guys we brought in, you know, there's just that sense of, okay, we've been here, we've understood what it's like, we've taken our lumps as young players. You know, they're going to give feedback to the players on things as little as rest and recovery or bullpens or, you know, if you have a rough start, how to move on past it. Or even within that, like you give up a few runs in the first inning, you got a chance to still win a game. You know, you got to, and that's the goal. I mean, really, when it boils down to it, the mindset that those guys have brought in is that we're here to win. The past is not part of what we were a part of, and we're moving on. And that's really what these guys can really benefit from.
God, I love hearing you say that because I look at the Bill Pecota rankings and he's got the Royals at like 72 and 90. And they say it's hard to make a jump from, you know, 62 wins or whatever it was to more than that. It's hard to make a big gain. I'm like, but you turned over basically the entire roster. Like there were a lot of, you're not invited back to the party next year because you didn't bring a good enough dish, right? So you've got a lot of new people in. How can people put a number on it based on all the new additions that you made to this ball club and say, well, it's not feasible to win more than 10 or 15 games than you did the year before? And I'm going, sure it is. I mean, it's a whole new roster here.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as what goes into those rankings and stuff, I mean, I'm sure they are based in data and, you know, the analytics say that, but you know, what you look at is you can go to any rankings, public or internal rankings, and they're all different, right? So mm-hmm. One year to the next, you know, the one that really stands out is I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, the Giants were supposed to win 80 games and they won 106, you know? And so it's like, there's going to be underperformance. There's going to be overperformance. There's going to be injuries, and those things can't account for all those things. I think they try to, in some way, they try to regress to the mean in a lot of cases, but I don't think that those things are, we're certainly not looking at them. I mean, we don't go out there and think, all right, well, we got 72 wins, so let's spread them out or whatever. You know, I mean, we're going out there and the guys know that our goal is to win every time we cross the lines. I mean, and we're going to do everything in our power to do that. Now, obviously, we're not going to go 162-0, nor is any other team. So we're going to do our best to put any losing streaks behind us and sustain the winning streaks, and that's our main goal.
I got you 162-0. Now
with that,
attitude, yeah.
No one can win 162.
Let's go, Matt.
All right, sorry to put a damper on things.
Yeah, really... I mean, my God, the manager, that's breaking news. Get that out to Mike Florio. He needs to know. Starting hot, though, like that's been this organization's Achilles heel since the day is long, right? Every year it seems like, got to get out to a hotter start. How do we do that? I know if you had the answers, you'd be a millionaire somewhere selling your story, but like how do you make sure you get off to that good start so you get that fan buy-in right away?
Well, winning baseball games comes down to pitching regardless of whether it's April or September. So, you know, that's the number one goal. And I think that's why we made as many changes as we did in the offseason, is to put guys that we thought would give us the best chance to suppress runs on the other side of the field. So if you're in games, you know, you're limiting runs, playing good defense and pitching, you got a chance to win. And that's not really a earth-shattering news either, but that's what we're going to be about, and that's how we're going to try to go and you know, win right out of the gate.
Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio on the eve of the season. 3:10 first pitch tomorrow right here on 610 Sports Radio. I thought it was another cool thing at spring training. Saw a few of the former players from like 14 and 15. A couple of pitchers were back and kind of like, I don't know, it felt like an infusion of, hey, we were part of this organization. We saw it winning. How do you incorporate that? How do you hope they kind of provide help to this current club?
Well, I mean, I think the Royals have such a storied history, and every year for a week, you know, all the, as many of them as can make it, the Royals Hall of Famers are there. You know, the Willie Wilsons and Amos Otis and those guys are there. Steve Busby, Dennis Leonard, all those guys. So that provides, you know, the historical context to the organization. Obviously, almost every day George is there, mm-hmm. and that's something that we don't take for granted. Mike Sweeney's there on a regular basis, and those guys are incredible. What our goal was bringing Shields and Davis and Holland back was just, you know, as anything, time moves on quickly, and a lot of the guys, you know, well, weren't as familiar with the Hall of Famers. Now they see these guys that they watched and, you know, in like Will's case and Salvi's case, played with those guys as well. And so the instant credibility, the instant message that they can deliver. I mean, those guys were playing as recently as 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, really it was a targeted, you know, mission, so to speak, with those guys, because we know what they bring as far as in the clubhouse, the teammates, the winning culture, the winning mindset. Those were the kinds of things that I thought those guys could help with. You know, and to have Wade and Greg there specifically for talking to the bullpen guys, not only our guys, but the guys in the minor leagues and how they go about their business. And Shieldy, you know, I've known him a long time going back to Tampa. And what he is he's tons of energy. He's tons of passion. He loves to help. He loves to share. And so just being around our pitchers, listening to what they have to say and sharing some of their experiences is extremely valuable for us.
Let's talk about Jim Harbaugh for a second, because he's announced that he's living in an RV at the Chargers practice facility. What is the worst living situation you've had in baseball?
I'm guaranteeing that RV is not the worst situation. I cannot imagine that it's like a Griswold type setup.
But one would hope.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of like contradictive a little bit. I played winter ball 1 year in Hawaii, uh-huh. and it was so expensive that we had 5 guys in a 1-bedroom.
Oh,
so that was an interesting setup.
Did you work for us during the first Super Bowl when we all went to Miami and had 9 guys in a 2-bedroom?
We've done that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, the funny part about that is we bought a station wagon, one of the old school station wagons, with the seat facing backwards. We didn't get it registered, and when we left, we just left it there. We didn't sell it or anything. We just left it. That was it.
How much did you buy it for?
You know what? I wish I could remember. I don't want to make something up, but the five of us chipped in and bought it, and that was almost 30 years ago now, so I can't tell you exactly what it cost.
Well, that is fantastic. Those are the stories, though, Matt, that you look back on and you love telling because you realize where you were and where you are now. I think we all have. Like, when I got my first job in radio, my boss says, we can't afford to pay you. Go apply for government housing. And I'm like, excuse me? And so, like, we all have those bizarre stories. They're fun to look back on, though. I mean, that station wagon story is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. And they never pulled us over or anything, so.
Yeah, that's good.
It worked out.
All right, before we let you get out of here, can you run through the opening day lineup so we can all criticize it together, please?
I will. Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Okay. Yeah, text us that lineup. Let us know. But, I mean, we're really excited. We're fired up, man. Like, this is the most anticipation, I think, for a season that Royals fans have probably had since 2016. So everybody's rooting for you, man. We're all looking forward to it. We're looking forward to get this vote out of the way, get the new stadium on the way, get the ball club winning, the whole nine yards. Like, it's a great day to be a member of this organization, man. And we're so happy and excited for the start of the season.
I agree on all of that. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Matt, we'll see you out at the ballpark.
All right, take care, guys.
Matt Cotrero, the Royals skipper, joining us Wednesdays at 9 for his weekly visit here on 610 Sports Radio. He did not text us update. He did not text us the lineup.
No,
yesterday.
Did not. Did not
did
get
not
the lineup.
Hear from him.
Nope. No lineup from Matty Q yet. Things get started out there at Kauffman Stadium. 3:10 first pitch today. 2:30, the pregame ceremony will take place. The gates open at noon. The parking lot's open in a couple of hours. If you want to get your tailgate on, they open at 9. So get on out there and start getting ready for opening day. And I'm going to tell you this, just take tomorrow off. You're not working tomorrow, so take tomorrow off. Go out there and have a great day today, and watch some Royals baseball, and find out who the four other people were in that car with Matt Cotrero.
What a great move! I mean, you're in Hawaii. No one, you're poor.
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
Nobody's got the money to ship that car back.
I thought he was going to tell us he lived in a tent on the beach to be the God's honest truth.
And then they just like, well, we'll just drive it till we're done, and then we'll just leave it.
It's probably still sitting at the airport, right?
Or just parked in a street and someone else now claimed it. You know, whatever. It probably left the keys under the visor and did the whole bit.
Free car.
Yeah.
You got to think he's wondering to this day, like every once in a while, what would have happened?
What if
thing?
Anybody ever picked up that car and drove it around? And probably the answer is yes.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Don Nelson's probably driving
it's actually
it around.
A pretty good move.
Doesn't he live out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like, yeah. Didn't he have like a weed farm in Hawaii at one point? Like,
well, he invited people over to,
yeah.
Play poker and,
yeah, so he's got to go get the car to pick everybody up. Let's just go with that. Don Nelson has that car.
He's driving Matty Q's station wagon. It's
but
like Don, or, Voight's car.
Voight's car. Yeah, John Voight's car. Driving around in Matty Q's wagon. Do you ever like see these commercials, these 1-800 cars for kids, right? And they're like, donate your car. 1-877 cars for kids, right? Like that annoying jingle. I always thought, like, who can afford to just donate a car? Well, right here we saw.
I don't think that's the kind of cars you're looking for, but, you know, maybe not.
I hope it's just still sitting on the side of the road for like the last 20 years, and they drive by and people go, that car was left here. It's been here for like it's become a tourist
it's just
attraction.
Full of orange stickers.
Yeah, you know, just still sitting
no
there.
No one's towed it.
It's the impound lot.
Opening day makes us hungry. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on a Thursday, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. All right. Are you hungry?
I am starving.
I'm hungry thinking about ballpark food.
Are you a hungry, hungry hippo?
And we know that ballpark food is ballpark food.
Yeah, right.
Mostly.
No
but
matter how
still,
good the pictures look, still, it never turns out
that
way.
But it's still great.
It
I still
is.
Do it.
Yeah, you still love it,
you know
right?
what I mean? Like.
$17 for a hot dog, I'll take two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll have the jumbo. Of course I will.
Of course.
Why would I want the regular one?
Look, I look at it as like you're dining out. It's a night out. It costs money to go to dinner. It costs money to go to the ballpark.
Yes,
you know,
can I have a gigantic a gigantic beer that's terrible. Yes. Yeah. Order me too.
The funny thing about the ballpark is we don't want to pay for anything, but yet we demand they spend money on players. Well, how do you think they get that money? Right. I mean, it's just kind of.
So what are your what do you like when you go to the pack?
Yeah, and the text line open for you as well at 913-586-7610. Let us know what you'd like to eat at the ballpark. I always love a soft pretzel, right? That's always going to be my go-to. I love a soft pretzel. But when I'm going to the ballpark, I really crave a hot dog, right? My daughter was telling me about the first current game that they went to 2 weeks ago. She goes, I don't really like hot dogs, but, man, I smell the hot dog wafting down from, like, the lady over it. It was so good. She goes, what's that white stuff they put on top of it? I'm like, not mayonnaise. She goes, no.
Yes. Is she in?
No, it was sauerkraut. She goes,
darn.
She goes, just smelled so good, I wanted one. And then you start to get the smell of the peppers and the onions and the sauerkraut and the ballpark hot dog and the mustard. And so in a perfect world for me, it's a hot dog with peppers, onions, sauerkraut, spicy brown mustard. Or if you're going to Kauffman Stadium, yellow mustard and a packet of relish. The
no
hell
peppers,
you laughing at?
No
it's
peppers,
true.
No onions.
You've got to get the, like, now that I've got the Blackstone that I use a lot, cooking the pepper. Sometimes I'll just go out there and cook peppers and onions because I like the smell.
Yeah, you just throw the onions over the side. Like, I'm not even going to use them. Right. I just want to just cook them up here.
It smells so good. Yeah. I don't even want to use these onions, but God, they smell great.
Yeah, so.
And then, of course, a huge bucket of popcorn. And then for me, it's a vodka soda. You know, let's go.
That's nice. It wouldn't be a mayo dog for me either, because again, I don't mayo dog all the time. Just desperate times call for desperate measures.
Right. Sure. I don't ever. But you know what? Now that I've been, like, ever since I went to spring training, I heard about these Sonoran dogs, and I'm a sucker for every state's famous food lists and things like that.
I click on every
one of those, right? And every time I see Arizona, it's the Sonoran dog, and it's got mayonnaise on top. Like, so I don't know, bro. Yeah. Like, you may have been, I don't want to say ahead of the curve, but like they're doing it in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess it's a thing. And Seattle apparently smears mayo all over their dog,
but
too.
My preference would be give me a hot dog, little white onion.
Yeah, that's good.
Ketchup, mustard. That's it. That's it. And I do get annoyed when you put the hot dog back in the thing, in the foil, right. And you take it out
And it's smeared?
It's smeared all over. Drives me insane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I could, like, pristinely put it back in there and then carry it to my seat.
Why without, put it back in the foil,
without,
though?
Without, well, you know, droppage.
Droppage,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So,
or eat it on the way there.
That'd be all right, too. Nachos in a helmet. You don't have to get even fancy about it. I mean, literally, you could just do cheese and chips. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, sweet. Put it in a helmet. Why are we?
Put it in a helmet, you can charge double.
One of my great memories as a kid was getting that actual helmet and then putting it on your head.
Yeah.
With the nacho cheese residue and everything.
If it doesn't fit on your head, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, why do
you
have cheese in your head?
Right.
I wore the nacho helmet.
If you have some nacho cheese on top of your head, but, you know, they always put
the liner in.
They always put the
lining in,
plastic thing down or whatever. And then a tall boy beer.
There you go.
Doesn't have to be anything fancy either. I mean, they have a great beer selection at the K, so you can pretty much get whatever you want.
Whatever the hell you want.
You go get the tall beer.
Yeah.
And I always luck out because we get two of them and my wife never finishes hers. And so I get like one and a half.
You get one and a half beers and you're ready to go.
We're good. So it's pretty simple. But yeah, it's always, to me, it's like, I know it's not always great no matter where you go, but I got to get the ballpark dog. It's just part of the deal.
You do. And from the text line 913, it says, Josh, the move is condiments under the dog, no mess. While I would agree with that.
Then you got to hound the dog.
There's people
waiting.
Are you taking your wiener out at Kauffman
Stadium? I'm not
staying
my wiener in front of anybody
else.
No.
You can't wave around the wiener and put stuff underneath it. So it's just too hard.
You got your wiener in one hand and you're trying to condiment in the other.
I mean,
it's like a mess.
If you're building it at home and the privacy of your wiener out.
Right.
That's fine. You can't do that.
Well,
in public.
If you're building it at home, you set up the station, you set up the buns, you set up the toppings, and then the wieners are at the end, so you don't have to hold your wiener in your hand.
But it's uncouth to wave around a foot long wiener, you know, while you're in your hand while you're trying to get condiments.
Yeah, nobody wants that, especially in public at Kauffman Stadium. You don't want to hold your wiener in your hand at the stadium. Somebody could walk by and knock into it. It's not good.
I'm with that. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey
Station.
That
wasn't shooting fish in a barrel.
And score.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I'm going to be sending that one in as well.
Yeah, that's good for a bear here. Gets us to
five. We're getting closer to five every day.
Every day, buddy. Every day.
Yep.
Tell us about your wiener. How do you hold it at the stadium? Man, do you put the condiments on first? How do you do it?
Do you wiener at the stadium?
Well, it's a foot-long Polish sausage, you know, with kraut, jalapenos, spicy mustard. But I don't think they do Polish sausages anymore at K, so it's a hot dog with mustard and a little relish. Mm. But in my perfect world, back in the day, it'd be the Polish sausage with kraut, jalapenos, and spicy mustard. Mm-hmm. Then the next inning, I would go for the brisket acho in the helmet.
The next inning.
With all the fixings. I mean, it's got to be, I got to have the extra espinaca. I got to have the jalapenos, the onions, the cheese, the sour cream, mix it all together. Yes, I am, because, man, woo, feel good. Two innings later, I'm going back for the chicken tenders and fries.
Really
Something can't go wrong.
Really can't go wrong with that.
I'm going to tell you, the K always had good chicken fingers.
Great chicken tenders.
Yeah. Back in the day when Bev was in the press club, do you remember Bev in the press club back in the day? She was a sweetheart. And those I could eat like 40 of those. That's why I was fat.
You and me both. And then about the fifth inning, we're going for the funnel cake because they closed that joker down about the sixth or seventh inning.
Well,
so you got to hit it quick.
The line is so long.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's so long. They need more than just one stand for the funnel cake. So you got to get the funnel cake and then, you know, wash it all down with the ice cold hams.
Uh-huh.
And that's my
refreshing. It's a beer refreshing.
Yeah, that is. So you can tell us what your condiments are at the ballpark, your ballpark foods are, all of that good stuff. I love. From the 816, I'm on my way to daycare with my 2 and 4 year old. Thanks to Bob, they're chanting "Holding Wiener, Holding Wiener." Okay, that's good. Yeah,
that's right.
Perfect. They get
that's
the show. It's great. Love it.
Yeah, that's 2 and 4 year old conversation.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we're doing.
I don't. Of course.
From this 816, I've never heard the wiener so many times before 7 a.m. Always like my wiener with Rotel on it. Ooh, that's a good play.
Yep.
Someone says you just ask someone to hold the wiener for you.
Oh, that's good.
That could get weird, though.
Yeah, like if your wife or girlfriend are with you, say, would you hold my wiener while I put the condiments on the bun and then I put the wiener back on top? Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of wieners.
I just edited myself, but I'm going to laugh to myself.
All right. Well, you can tell us.
I really liked it. Yeah. I think it would have been a hit. But again, I'm considering our 2 and 4 year old crowd here, and I'm gonna abstain.
Well, they need new words going into daycare.
No. It's fine.
You hear the guys on the radio were talking about the wieners this morning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you want to get a good one at the ballpark.
Teacher, will you hold my wiener? I need to put mustard on it.
And I will say this. You know, I know I sound a little old by doing this. I miss the hot dog guy walking around making it for you there in the stands, right? Yeah, I'll take a hot dog. Yeah, all right, we got sauerkraut. Yeah, boom, 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 done. And they pass it down the row and everybody spits on it and coughs and, you know, COVID. But I do miss those days. You know, I miss the days where the vendors were truly there. The old lemonade guy, you know, out at Kauffman Stadium. Lemonade, woo! Like, I miss that. And I know there's still some beer guys out there that bust their ass and do a great job. But, man, I wish we were kind of back in the day where we were selling everything in the crowd again. Bring it all back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.